Today's meditation is titled, The Great Mathematician. 100 years ago, there was a mathematician who traveled from town to town, teaching the wonders of math. He would enter the town and gather the people together. Then he would say, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the great mathematician, and I'm here to teach you the wonders of math." The first wonder is that 3 plus 3 equals 6. People would applaud. Then he'd say, "And the second wonder of math is that 5 plus 5 equals 11. And the people would applaud. He'd bow to them and go on to the next town. Until one day he got word that the master mathematician was going to be in the next town where he was teaching. He got all excited. He didn't know who the master was, but he really wanted to do his best. As he entered this town, he gathered the people around him, as usual. But this time he was anxious, wondering if the master was watching him. He started, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the great mathematician, and I'm here to teach you the wonders of math. The first wonder is that 3 plus 3 equals 6, and the people applauded. Then he said, "And the second wonder of math is that 5 plus 5 equals 11. And the people applauded. He looked around to see if the master would reveal himself, but he didn't. So he started on the next town. Suddenly, someone tapped him on the shoulder and he turned around, hearing the voice of a woman. He said, "Yes?" And she replied, "You're the great mathematician, aren't you?" He smiled and said, "Yes, I am." She spoke and said, "It's good to meet you. I'm the master mathematician, and I watched you teach in the last town." The great mathematician was confused and finally said, "You're the master?" She said, "Yes." Taken aback, he responded, "Well, what did you think of my teaching, master?" She said, "You love to teach math, don't you?" He said, "Oh, yes, master, it's my life." And she responded, "You do it well." "Oh, thank you, master. That means a lot to me." And she responded, "I have two things I'd like to offer you, son. You are correct when you say that 3 plus 3 equals 6. But son, you are mistaken when you say that 5 plus 5 equals 11. 5 plus 5 equals 10. To which the great mathematician dropped to his knees and cried out to God, "I was wrong. 5 plus 5 does not equal 11. 5 plus 5 equals 10. The master responded, "Today, you have become a better mathematician." Why is it, do you think, we spend our entire lives telling the world how right we are? Why is it, are we so unwilling to admit when we are wrong? Let me make that more direct. Are you willing to be wrong? Are you willing to become a better mathematician, a better father, mother, sister, brother, a better human being?